from KQED.
As Scott chatted with Californians in Washington this week, he also asked some of the people he met to talk to each other.
Well, you're smart to bring a jacket.
I haven't owned one of these in 30 years until this week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're in LA, right?
I'm Bellflower.
I lived many years in Hermosa Beach.
That's Kimball Allen and Mike Simfenderfer chatting with each other on the steps of the Jefferson Memorial earlier this week. Kimball is a gay man attending the Inauguration Week protests with his husband. Mike's a father of four and a Trump delegate who came to D.C. to watch the inauguration. We're going to eavesdrop now while they talk as part of a series we're launching here on the California Report. We're calling it Start the Conversation. And the idea is to ask Californians who may stand on opposite sides of a political divide to dialogue with each other, maybe figure out some common ground. Mike started by talking about how the division that's happening in this country is manifesting in his own family.
I got daughters that loved Bernie. And so what I personally hope we will see, because we saw a little bit of it during the campaign, when Mr. Trump had people come up to Trump Tower, you know, Hispanic groups and African-American groups, the one thing they all said, he listened. So I really do hope we start to see more of that now that the campaign's done. Do like Tip O'Neill would do. Walk across the aisle. Maybe you have a cup of coffee. Maybe you have a beer. And you go, so where do we agree? And let's try to work on that. And as we know from history, when people come together that are opposites and they just find one issue and work together, sometimes they'll discover they have two or three more.
But I think this is a good example. I mean, Mike right here, we're having this conversation. We're finding something that's common, trying to figure out that we're both American citizens. I'm a concerned citizen with the election results. I have my reservations about what Trump really will be able to do in his administration, concerned with Congress. The list goes really on and on. So I do love what you say about being optimistic and having a dialogue, and I really hope it does. We find real logical answers that we can leave a lot of emotionals on. I mean, politics are very emotional.
And to your point, we're looking at the healthcare debate.
Yeah, that's right
people
now.
People are coming out and saying, why are we going to see all these people dropped? And I think to Trump's positive, you know, I think he's pulled out the stirrup and taking the boots out and kind of kicked some of the leaders saying, you can't go just repeal and then not tell anybody what's going to happen next.
Yeah, we haven't heard of a plan yet.
Yeah, it's just kind
of. There is no plan.
There, and I'm like, you know, but what is it? It kind of changed a little bit. I think the one thing that we've learned in the last 65, 70 days, can you imagine the discussions that have taken place in boardrooms of major corporations that thought about moving their jobs overseas, and now they're like, oh, we're going to have a guy who's going to be president of the United States that understands the bully pulpit.
Yeah, the bully pulpit is concerning. I think you're right, though. He has brought up a conversation that's happening about keeping, you know, American jobs. I mean, that's part of a solid economy. Mm-hmm. I work for a major company. My husband does. But isn't that the isn't part of the American way truly capitalism? And are we bullying? I mean, what I'm trying to understand is, a lot of conservative ideology is not having big government oversight. Mm-hmm. Isn't this a little bit of big government oversight when the president is telling capitalistic companies what they should and can't do?
It is, and I'm for it.
Yeah. What we're having right now is what I love. Mm-hmm. I have been guilty of post-election going through the different stages of loss, mm-hmm. Being angry and denial.
Frustrated.
Very frustrated. You know, like I post on Facebook, you know, if you voted for Trump, you know, then please explain to your gay family members of why, you know, based on Pence's background, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So that's the concern I had. And family members reach out and say, Kimball, we love you and your husband. We are Trump supporters. And of course, I quickly would say, well, then fine, you know, then clearly, you know, you don't care about us.
You know, a lot of times people are very charged up, and I've told them, and I had a discussion this morning with somebody.
Charged is a nice way to put it.
Yeah, where you have two choices. You can either sit on the outside and spend the next 4 years looking in, or you can say, God, I really can't stand who got elected, but it's more responsible for me to be on the inside to try to influence discussion.
That's right. I think you're actually a beautiful example, being this father that has this family that is a different
perspective. That. I took some grief about my kids not voting Trump, and I'm like, they came to their conclusions. And so as a dad, I love them for who they are, not necessarily how I wanted them to vote. And I think, you know, we as Americans need to encourage more of that.
Well, we have no option, right? I mean,
exactly. The other option is not a good idea.
Right, where we just are just in gridlock the whole, like what we've seen in
and
the past.
And people get hurt and bad things happen.
So I didn't finish my thought. You took it over. Thanks a lot, Mike. I think I was just going to say that we have no choice but to be optimistic. You know, I just got married in October to my husband. We're planning on having a family. We want to be a part of this America, too. We want to be a part of this discussion, and we want to protect all rights, all human rights, and we want economic prosperity. And I think that's a common value that all Americans have. And so I would love to see that really be fulfilled.
Kimball, Mike, thank you both so much. You're a great example for the rest of the country.
Mike, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you, sir.
It's a pleasure. I know.
That was Kimball Allen and Mike Simpfendorfer chatting on the steps of the Jefferson Memorial. In case you couldn't tell, they actually hugged each other at the end of their conversation. Stay tuned for more of our Start the Conversation series here on the California Report magazine.